the question around so-called blacklisted jurisdictions and non-cooperative jurisdictions.
Yeah.
Portugal has a particularly long list, over 100, I believe. So basically any island with good weather in the world is on that list. So again, no changes in how those are treated. It's not taxed in a favorable way. So you won't get any tax-free dividends. You're not going to get tax-free interest. It's going to be taxed, and it may be taxed punitively. Plus, you may have issues with banking as well, because Portugal banks are aware of those lists. Is that a fair summary?
Yeah, it's a very fair summary. So long list is a list that has not been updated for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You can have an aggravated tax rate of 25%, for instance, if you get dividends or interest from those jurisdictions. You also apply CFC legislation, meaning mm-hmm. if you keep your company in the BVI and you're deriving income that is not under the carve-out,
mm-hmm.
in a nutshell, it is not passive income. Plus active income may be outside of the CFC rule, but it's passively mm-hmm. will apply, and you automatically tax it in Portugal at an aggravated tax rate with no NHR, even if you don't distribute it. So mm-hmm. punitive, you said it, what was your word? Punitive yeah. taxation, anticipated yeah. taxation, because you don't even have to distribute, and a very long list. The only yeah. thing I would point out in that respect is that there are countries which are listed with which we have tax treaties.
Okay.
And that worked with an HR before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, in my opinion, as long as you have a tax treaty,
mm-hmm.
there is at least a possibility to exclude the CFCs if you keep distributing the income. So mm-hmm. it's, in a way, strange, because they're still blacklisted, but you have tax treaties. And there right. is a possibility under the law that countries would just file to take out their to be unlisted mm-hmm. is possible if there is exchange of information. But the law is in our tax codes for a long time, and I haven't seen great changes in the list.
Okay, understood.